Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
Author and storyteller Rudyard Kipling once said, "It's frustrating to watch the truth you've spoken twisted by knaves to make a trap for fools." Anyone who's spent any time at all in the public limelight can recall times when their words were twisted by members of the media to support a predetermined philosophical conclusion. Even after being shown the facts, they often double down and stand by claims that are demonstrably false. It's almost as though strings are being pulled by someone higher up in the media food chain. Thankfully, not everyone is a fool, and the advent of the internet has allowed regular people to fact-check the fact-checkers. We're no longer held captive by the mainstream media. Now, if we're willing to take the time, we can go around the media and root out the truth for ourselves. And in the rare circumstance when the media actually admits that it was wrong, what began as a headline on the front page becomes a retraction buried below the fold in the food and entertainment section. So why do I raise this point? First, to encourage our listeners not to play the role of the fool. Don't believe everything you read in the paper or see on the nightly news. When news begins to more closely resemble propaganda, smart people develop ways to get at the truth. In the days of the old Soviet Union, before the advent of the internet, people used to read Pravda, knowing that it was propaganda, but also knowing they could get at the truth by reading between the lines. The second reason I raise this point is that the premise was supported in a recent poll conducted by the Montana Family Foundation. Many in the media see themselves as the fourth branch of government, although few would ever admit it. So, how do they stand up against the other three branches? When asked whether or not they trusted major institutions, 58% of Montanans said they trusted the Montana Supreme Court, 51% said they trusted the governor, 44% said they trusted the legislature, and only 33% of Montanans said they trusted the media. Self-described Democrats had the most trust in the media, with 79% saying they had a great deal or fair amount of trust. Republicans and independents were at the other end of the scale, with 96% and 67% distrusting the media, respectively. 90% of those who had no trust in the media whatsoever also said they believe the media covers religious viewpoints negatively. So what does all of this mean? According to the data, the media has a huge credibility gap with Montanans who consider themselves conservative or independent, and it appears they have no desire to correct this image anytime soon. This could very well be the reason so many conservatives have canceled their subscriptions to the big daily newspapers. Smart consumers can smell a slanted story a mile away, and eventually, they'll seek the truth in other places. As we circle back to Kipling's quote, "The mainstream media may wittingly or unwittingly act as knaves, but it appears Montanans are less and less willing to play the role of fools." For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.